Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
So I'm discussing mathematics with my friend Kirsty Gilpin, and I wanted to share with her some games that we played when our children were little in order to help them get a sense of number and math that made it so that I didn't feel like I was in school or they didn't feel like they were in school. It was just kind of natural games. And so I was going to share a couple and then ask you to share a few if you have some. For whatever reason, I'm probably literally OCD about numbers. And so as I drive down the road, I can't help but count things. And so I would just include my children in that. So for us, some of those games were to add up the digits of the license plate or to round up the numbers at the gas station as we went past or to count how many light bulbs were in the stoplights, to see how many shutters were on a house and count in pairs. So I just was constantly giving our children the sense of there's numbers all over for you to be aware of, and there's patterns throughout the day. What were some things that you did?
We played a lot of card games. We played a lot of basketball games, counting baskets, take our Nerf guns, and you could count your shots, maybe add up points. That's always a great math skill, just adding up the points you get for things. My daughter still talks about a math lesson we did years ago now about how gas is really $2.49.9. And she's still fascinated by that. And that sense of numbers in advertising and pricing really fascinates my children. Why would they price something at $2.49 instead of $2.50 or $2.99 instead of $3? They almost become indignant because they'll say, well, they're just trying to make me think it's less money.
Which they are. They're smart. That's good to hear.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more, visit classicalconversations.com.